Hey guys, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Got a good show today. Jen Martinez joins us once again. She's our wellness, fitness, nutrition. Jen from ZeroTimeLifestyle.com. And we're talking carbs. All the myths surrounding carbs. No carbs. Can't have carbs. I got to count my carbs. Carbs are bad. Stay away. All that stuff. So enjoy the show. A lot of great content as well to inspire you to have the best body ever. But you know what's funny? If you listened last week, Jen doesn't even weigh herself. And all her clients, everybody she works with, do not weigh yourself. You're not allowed to get on a scale. How about that? Isn't that refreshing? So you can have carbs, and you don't got to weigh yourself, and you can feel great. So here is myself and Jen talking all about carbs, wellness, all that stuff. Ready? Here we go. Welcome back, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Chatting it up with J-Mar. Going to bring her out in just a second. Jennifer Martinez, you heard her last week on the show talking about myths associated with weight loss, getting in shape. Do I got to starve myself? We don't even weigh anybody. If you have a scale, you're out of your mind, all that good stuff. So, Jen, you with me?
I'm here, yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. And can I start off by just honoring you?
Well, if you have to. Hey, by the way, we did not talk beforehand, so I don't want anybody to think I'm on an ego trip. Like I say, hey, Jen, can you say some things about me before we get started?
I would never do that anyways. Yeah, we don't have time to do that. We don't have time to talk beforehand. This is off the cuff for sure. But I just want to honor you and the message that you're putting out every day. I just feel like it's so valuable, and I appreciate you more than I can express in words. And so I just wanted to start with that before we dive into carbs and
carbs. Well, hey, I received that message. Thank you. Yes. Do my best to bring an authentic message every day. Bring my A game. Sometimes we hit it on the mark. Sometimes we don't, but it's not for lack of effort. And I think that's why we want to bring you into the groove here with the Everyday Saturday community, because a lot of people struggle, myself included, with just this whole stupid thing about weight. I don't mean stupid, it's not important. I just mean, gosh, so many messages coming at us every single
day.
I'm targeted on Facebook because of the different groups I'm involved with and just my makeup on there. And I get all these guys with the six pack. I mean, rip. And I look at these ads in Facebook about the people targeting me. And I'm going to be 50 in a few months. And I feel great, man. I could be better. You know, I could look better. I could feel better. I could do better stuff working out, but it makes you kind of feel inferior when you see these ads. You know what I'm talking about? No matter how good
it is. Yeah. And those people, they're doing extreme dieting. They're doing hydration stuff. I mean, it's not practical. If they're trying to share their diet with you and say, this is the only way to do it, then you better run the opposite way, because what works for them in their body type and their hormone levels and their, you know, genetics and their activity level is not going to work for the average person. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that's what I wanted to kind of clarify today with some of the stuff that we'll talk about with carbohydrates. You can't rely on one diet plan or counting 30 carbs a day to keep your, you know, body in a state of health and wellness. That doesn't, it might work short term, but then it's not really centered around well-being and feeling good. Like you said, I feel great. And you know, like with your wife, I didn't say, okay, we need to cut your carbs out.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I said, what's causing inflammation in your body? And she's like, what? It's like, you have pain. And you know, these are the things that we live with daily and we don't even realize it's directly caused to what we're eating. You know, and we just change it or change out a few things and we're like, wow, I feel great. And my pant sizes are a little bit smaller. And, you know, I'm don't have that foggy brain. I don't have that, you know, constant fatigue. Like these things, like constant fatigue and inflammation and not being able to think clearly, those are all directly related to the way you may start your day with food, you know, or the night before what you ate. So it's today, I want to kind of just get rid of some of the counting carbs and all that kind of myth stuff that works temporarily, but is not life sustaining. That makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, no, look, whenever you say that stuff, I always think long-term, yeah. What can you do? Cause short-term we could all dehydrate. You could literally, like, these MMA fighters can lose 21 pounds in a week And all they got to do is start out with 2 gallons on day one and then down to 2 gallons on day two, 1 gallon day three. And they're flushing out their body with like no carbs and they're literally shrinking. I want to take you back to the late 90s. I discovered the Atkins diet. And you're probably too young to remember the late 90s. But
That's a huge deal.
So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So let me take you back. The Atkins diet, it was the rage. I was in the corporate game. It was 1998 or so. Mm-hmm. And I went on it. And it was like in the first week, I could definitely feel it was pretty wild. I had never done any weight loss. I was too young. I had only turned 30 years old. Up till then, for me, it was just beer and pizza and chicken wings. That was my diet. You know, I never went to the gym or anything because I always played on the, you know, the group softball team. Right? I was just always active. But
yeah, you got good genetics.
So I did this Atkins diet thing, and I was eating just steak and chicken and fish and things, no carbs. And after about 5 days, I started to feel like, I don't want another steak. Yeah. I don't want any more. I started to hate the very food that was giving me the weight loss. And after a couple of weeks, I'm like, I almost said a bad word. I was like, the heck with this. Right. And
it got your body in a fat burning state and you know, it caused you to melt away all, you know, change your body, but it made you feel yucky because the whole reason why we eat, let's be clear on this, is to nourish our body. And what we forget is about the nourishment factor. It's simple. Think of it this way. How many people have sat down, and I mean, I can raise my hand to the same thing, and had like, it was easy to put away like three cookies in one sitting. Easy. Like you can sit there and say, I could probably even eat more. You know, you're just sitting there eating some cookies, you know, and it's not really a flavor thing. It's in that moment, it's just like I guess it could be related to flavor too. But if you were to take that same scenario and sit down with a bag of apples, are you going to overeat with apples? Most people won't pan and go, yeah, I overate apples last night, guys. I just sat down and I just totally went whole hog on a bag of apples. You know, that doesn't happen, right? But why is that? Well, there's nutrients, there's sugar in apples and there's sugar in cookies, but there's nutrient denseness in an apple that satiates the body and says, oh, I'm full. I feel good. I'm done. Where when you're eating something like a cookie that has, you know, white flour and bleach and or not bleach, you don't have bleach in it. Let me rephrase that. Sugar and, you know, chocolate or whatever's in it. It's all just high refined sugars. That is going to actually rob your body of even more nutrients as you're putting, you know, as you're increasing your, you know, insulin levels and feeding your fat cells. So it's so counterproductive to think of it as, well, I'm just going to quit eating carbs. That doesn't make sense because it's not about nutrition then at that point. It's about deprivation. And I can't stand when you come from a place of deprivation. Like, you're not going to hear me ever say, you need to keep your carbs under 20 grams a day. You know, unless you're prepping for something and we need you to be in a certain state and then we need to feed your body glycogen for performance, that's totally different and it's individual. I'm talking about just average everyday eating.
You know? So here's what happened in that scenario that you just described. Like you were talking through it. I've never overeaten a bag of apples, by the way. I've overeaten bananas and I'll talk about that in just a second. But well, here's what happened in that scenario in 1998. I binged on carbs like I had so I went and got a full it wasn't Subway, it was Jersey Mike's sub that we have around here, and I got like a 18-inch sub, probably the biggest one they could ever make, and I fired that thing back and I just sat in the chair like somebody poured me in a chair. I was just lethargic because I had such a carb crash, and I think I even had pizza later. Like, I could not get enough carbs, and all that weight I took off in that 10 to 14 day period came back on in literally like 2 days. And I felt even worse then. So my whole point is, you're right. Let's talk about deprivation when it comes to carbs, because carbs have such a negative connotation. But yet before, like I just did a leg workout, right? I literally rushed home from the gym to get on this podcast with you. And I did. And legs are funny, especially with guys, because we like all the chick muscles, you know, like we like the shoulders and the triceps and the biceps, and all that stuff. legs suck because chicks don't dig them, but they do if they look like toothpicks. And so I'm like, hey, honey, look at like my arms, you know, how am I looking here, you know? But legs suck for me because it's like, eh, I got to do them. I hate them. It sucks because it's so hard. I do, you know, I used to do squats. I'll probably get back into squats in a little bit. And I don't want to talk about technique or anything like that. But yeah. My bottom line is I was great. I fueled up really good this morning before I went to the gym. I had oats, like oatmeal without like not the, you know, the just that box of oats you get, the just right. No flavor whatsoever to them. And eggs and Ezekiel toast. That's what I had. And
that's good stuff.
And that and hummus. I have hummus with every, like I am. If you ever want to get me anything for Christmas, get me like a hummus of the month club. Cause I mean, I eat pounds of it. And so, but I couldn't stop my leg workout. The only reason I stopped is to get home because I could have gone for another hour because I had so much energy. And a lot of that had to do with the carbs that I had too. You know what? So it has such a negative connotation, but talk about the benefit. Let's flip it. Instead of saying depriving yourself of carbs, talk about what would be an average day's worth of carbs, talking about gram-wise consumption and the benefit of that and examples of some good carbs.
Well, you're going to get upset with my answer because it's going to be different for everyone. There is not a set carb amount. Like the carbs that you ate this morning, if I did that many carbs in the morning before a workout, I would feel the opposite. I would feel like crap. You have to learn, is that okay to say? You have to learn your body and what it needs. And so it's so individual. You know, what you were doing when you were feeding your body those carbs this morning, you were feeding your muscle glycogen, and that's what gives the muscle energy to produce. So the amount.
What is glycogen? What is it?
It's like a sugar for your muscle. Like, it's the same thing why you're putting carbs in your body. Carbs actually regulate your hormones. I don't want to get too technical. I'm trying to keep it, simple, but when you eat like a slow, sugar like you did with the oats, it's not as processed, it's higher in fiber, fiber is a good bacteria, like it feeds your gut, like everything responds from your gut health. You know, everyone's talking about gut health and bio,
right?
Getting in tune with that, because that's the main problem. Like anytime you put a sugar in your body that's a bad sugar, it's going to feed your gut health poorly, and then you're going to have yeast, you know, grow, and then you're going to have weight gain and inflammation and all that, and then you're going to crave more sugar. And so I don't want to get too technical into all that stuff. So let's try and let me see if I can try and keep it as simple as possible. When you eat something and you feel a certain way, like let's say like this morning you said that you ate, you know, the oats and the Ezekiel bread, you had a little bit of protein with it and you had a great workout. That worked for you and you felt good. So that's something that you can continue to do. If you were to do that with cinnamon buns or whatever they're called, or donuts, and then go to the gym, that's probably not, you're not going to have the same response. You'll have an extreme high for like, maybe 20 minutes, and then you'll crash big time. And your performance isn't going to be there because it's robbing your body of what it needs to perform that sugar, that high sugar. So it really does matter. Each person is so different. And that's why I like coaching people individually when it comes to that kind of thing. Cause, you know, females, we're going to, during our period, we're going to grab for that chocolate, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to increase that insulin response so that we can have, our progesterone can what we're trying to produce is we have a low progesterone level during that time. And so we're trying to increase that progesterone level, because that's the progesterone hormone is what gives us energy, and it's what makes us feel good. And it gives us that glow. It's why pregnant women have that glow.
Yeah.
I'm getting too nerdy on y'all, but, hold on a second. Need some water. I'm all over the place with this.
Well, let me take you back to, carbs, just, the simple, you don't count, your answer that you said you're not going to like my answer really was an answer. It's different for everybody. So that's the answer. But if somebody hears no carb, no carb, no carb, what do they do to just, how do they know? And I know, by the way, I want to give Jen a plug. We haven't mentioned where to go. If you want to connect with Jen one-on-one or even in a group setting, take advantage of her coaching, go to Zero Time Lifestyle, zerotimelifestyle.com. And you can just actually see her five-day workout. And this is specifically for people that want results but got absolutely no time in their day. And what do you think, Jen? These are 5-10-minute workouts a piece or so to kind of get people going?
Exactly. That's for the busy person, just to give them some ideas of how they can start fitting their fitness into their life. But what I'm putting together and what I'm excited about that you're actually helping me with, and it is more of a community, like putting together a community, a private Facebook group where we can talk about these things, where you can get in contact with me daily, where we can have that one-on-one time to tweak some things, because I only talk to your wife maybe once a week, and then I send her texts throughout the week, and we tweak things there, because that's normal. That's how sustaining energy and learn how to live life in a better place, you know?
Yeah. And that accountability is good. I mean, to have somebody, I know my wife is like, oh my God, I gotta get back to Jen because she's going to ask me about this. And that accountability is good. And so when you're talking about carb, I want to stay on this carb topic, okay? What would you tell somebody that you're not working with one-on-one, so you don't know their body? How can they get to know their body so they know the right amount of carbs and examples of foods that they can have?
Okay, so here's really, really very basic and simple. You eat for nourishment. So one thing that I really harp on, and that we're not getting enough nourishment, we're not getting enough minerals in our diet, we're not getting that's why we're running to the carbs, because we're deficient in magnesium, we're deficient in chromium, we're deficient in vitamin D. And so I always tell people, these are the vitamins that you need to get to help with your carb cravings, because it does make a difference, because you're craving those things because the body is looking for nourishment. It's looking for a quick fix, right?
Right.
And it gets it, and then you crash and you feel like crap and you're swollen and you find yourself in this frustration, constant place of frustration. So for instance, for myself, I have learned my body to where I know if I eat carbs in the morning, it doesn't benefit me. It makes me actually more sluggish. It doesn't make me feel as good. I need them later in the day. And when I talk about carbs, I'm talking about like my spaghetti squash and my, you know, like you said, the oatmeals and the, let's see. Like last night I had, just to give you an example, because I sleep better when I have good sustaining carbs in my body. And when I say that, good sustaining carbs, it's like the ones that don't raise your insulin quickly, like pastas and breads and sugar, right? So those things, you get a quick insulin rush and then a big crash, right? And so that's not healthy, and then you're looking for food an hour later.
So what's a good carb? What did you have last night?
Well, you know, everybody knows that veggies are good carbs. They are a carb. They are a sugar to your body, but they're a high fiber carb. And so they process in your body differently, and they make you feel good. Nobody wants to take the time to make them, but when you do that, you are better off. Like last night, I had my sweet potato with my steak and spinach, and I felt amazing after eating it. And it was, so for instance, let me give you an example, because to make it easier. If you like potatoes, you know, baked potato, switch it out with a sweet potato, and you're going to have more nourishment from it. You're going to have a slower insulin rise. It's going to benefit you. You're not going to have all of the quick sugar fix feel that you get from a potato, from a white potato. So switches like that are life-changing for a lot of people. And it tastes good still too. You know, you're still getting your sugar. You're still, because we need sugar. We need it. We just don't need it in the forms that we're getting it. And those quick, processed foods. The more processed a food is, the harder it's going to be for you to keep your carbs low. So if I said to you, I want you to keep your carbs under 30 grams, and you're going to only the prepackaged things that are highly processed, you're not going to get the same benefits as if you were getting your carbs from a vegetable source or a fruit source. And a lot of people say, oh, you got to eat your fruits and veggies. I agree. But I think it should be flipped a little bit more. It should be more veggies and fruits.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, especially from a green perspective. I mean, I'm all about, I could eat, my wife does this thing where she puts broccoli in the oven and she just sprays a little bit of that olive oil spray on top of it with some pepper. And that cooks like 20 minutes. I eat the entire tray of it. Can't get enough of it. And it's good for you.
Yeah. Well, your body needs that. That's why, Trace Mineral Company, they make, and I don't know if you can put it in show notes or I can maybe post something on my Instagram about it. That's what I'll probably do. I'll just put it in my stories. I usually take pictures of stuff like that and say, look, this is a really good product line. I'm not going to benefit from selling it or anything like that. But when I find a good product line, a company that produces, stuff that nourishes the body well, I'm going to promote that because that's life changing for people. Like even in your own home, when your wife started sending me the vitamins she was taking, I was like, throw them in the trash. Look at the ingredients that are in it that you are not getting any nourishment. If anything, you're robbing your body of even more. When you put synthetics in your body feels like it has to make up the synthetic that it was put in there.
So the carbs that we're talking about, I want to make sure we get this before we wrap the show up. Let me make sure I understand this. Is there a better time of the day to get your carbs, quote unquote, for lack of a better word? And is it better to have them in the morning, in the afternoon, before you go to bed?
It's going to be different for every person, Sam. Like you do well with carbs in the morning. You just told me you did.
Yeah.
You figured that out on your own. If you had done that same, if you ate all those same things and had a terrible workout, you would have been like, oh, I'm not doing that again.
Right.
I've worked with athletes that I used to make them eat before working out and they had horrible workouts. And I was like, why am I making this athlete eat this? This is not working. So what do? I said, don't eat. Don't bring something with you just in case your blood sugar drops, we always have quick fixes for that kind of stuff. But, I had a change because one athlete is totally different than the other. And it was like, this one does really well when they eat before, this one doesn't, So you have to, you have to start being more aware of your own body.
How you feel. You know, it's funny. I thought about you last night. I went to my small group. I do that every Tuesday night. And it was one of the ladies' birthdays there. I think she turned like 74 or something like that. Uh-huh. And they had this huge, thick chocolate cake. I mean, this thing was about the size of my desk. And happy birthday on it. And then the vanilla ice cream. And I ate it with absolutely zero guilt. Now, prior to this, I probably would have been, I can't. No, I'm in training or blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, the calories. And I knew I wasn't going to be the dope that stood there and ruined a birthday in the kitchen because I'm like, oh yeah, I can't have it. I knew that I'd be working out this morning and I just kind of figured it all in. I worked out yesterday. And I was like, hey, I'm going to enjoy the cake and ice cream. I don't know if it's 700-800 calories. I know it's loaded with sugar. I know it's not. But I enjoyed it. And I had zero guilt because I knew I was just going to crash. I wasn't going to do anything last night, 10 o'clock at night. I was literally coming home. I was just going to crash. So it's funny when your mind – and I feel great this morning because I worked out first thing in the morning. So it's funny when your mind – you don't have that guilt. And I still – I won't have any pizza or wings. I'm like, oh no, kids. And here's the thing, and we'll wrap it up in here in a few minutes. But when you're counting carbs, for example, that's just one example. We could go into 1,000 different examples. But when you're counting carbs, you are the wet noodle in the room. Mm-hmm. You are, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can't. I'm count. Now, there's nothing wrong to say I can't do that because this, that. I'm just saying that. When you do it and you've got the lifestyle and you know that you can combat that, we're not saying have cake and ice cream every night. That's silly. Yeah. But I'm just saying once in a while, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. Somebody's out at a party and everybody's I can't. It's like I'm counting carbs. Like, come
on. It's a wellness perspective instead of a deprivation perspective, what you're trying to say. When you start changing your mindset about food and what it does for you, it brings a lot of freedom, And so
bingo.
Your adrenal glands, produce cortisol and adrenaline, And so we're constantly stressed out. I speak to the woman that is stressed out right now. If you're stressed out and constantly grabbing for that piece of chocolate during the day, several times a day, and it helps you feel better, why do you think you're doing that? The body is trying to cause that It's trying to feed that, because when your adrenals are under stress, the blood sugar drops. Okay, and so what you're trying to do is you're trying to increase that blood sugar right away, and you're doing it, but then it's dropping even further down lower. So it's you're actually being counterproductive, right? So instead, you know, look at your mineral content. Start taking a mineral supplement. Start feeding your body what it needs. Have a sweet potato by your, or I don't know why sweet potato keeps coming up in my brain, but there's other things.
How about a few other examples? No, I love that. I substitute sweet potatoes out. Give us a couple other examples. I'm on the run. I'm at work. I don't want to go through the McDonald's or Wendy's drive through. I'm feeling a need for energy. What can I, just give me off the top of your head, two or three examples of what I can keep in my desk or close by to give me that, you know, what I need.
I'm big on real food. So I love nuts. I know that some people can't do those. So that's hard. And same thing with cheese, you know, people can't do cheese. And so that's hard. So it's hard for me to give examples because I know what works for me.
Whoa, cheese. Did you say, I thought to stay away from dairy. I can't, yeah. I can have dairy in my diet.
Some people can. I mean, like if you get gassy and your stomach hurts, you shouldn't have dairy in your diet.
Right.
If it doesn't affect you that way, then yeah, you can. You know, I've told this story before. I trained a powerlifter and they were telling her to drink milk every night. And I was like, I was counseling with her and I was like, okay, how do you feel after drinking that milk? She's like, I feel like crap every night after drinking it, but I have to drink it because they want her to, you know, build muscle. And I was like, no, that's counterproductive. If you're feeling that bad every night after drinking it, you don't need to be drinking that. We got to find another way to get, you know, your magnesium, calcium, and protein in your body. And there's other ways of doing it. So, you know, then that was super helpful and her numbers got increased and she did a lot better. So it's really finding the healthier or the wellness. I don't even like to say healthy because, you know, people think
wellness healthy. Like that. Yeah. And I'm with you. I'm with you. Real food. Like
real food.
Common sense rules the day in everything. It rules the day in business and relationships and in health and wellness. So
yeah.
Common sense would be if it comes from a tree, comes out of the ground, things like that, that would be a good thing to put into your body. And, yes. And if I'm talking out of school, tell me, but I mean, like when I always have some sort of peanuts, I don't have salted. I just have unsalted peanuts. I have raw almonds nearby, always in my car. So I grab for those. And then I drink a lot of water because water fills my stomach. I drink a gallon of water every single day because it gives, especially at night. I don't like having to pee at 2 a.m, but I'll take it if it means having a full stomach at 9 o'clock at night and not grabbing for the pantry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, we are very dehydrated as a nation, I think.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
You know, hopefully that helped a little bit with the carbs. I mean, I could go on forever talking about it and all the different things that play into it, but just start being a little more conscious about, that's a great place to start. Just being a little more conscious about when you're grabbing those nasty carbs, when is your body wanting those things, and then work backwards from there and go, maybe it's because I'm starting off my day with this, or maybe at night I should try switching something else out. Like,
yeah.
It's a process. It's not something you can learn overnight, but keeping your carbs low is not the answer if the carbs are the wrong carbs. That's mainly, I mean, we've got to start coming more from a wellness perspective and start taking care of our gut better. And then everything else falls in line.
It's not carbs. You're right. I like that. It's not carbs. It's the kind of carbs, you know, you need carbs in your diet. They're a staple of every diet, but I like that. Feel your body. Guys, listen to this. The men and women listen to this all around the world. Do this. Start taking an inventory of what you're eating and how you feel after you eat. Is that a fair statement, Jen?
Yeah. That's huge.
And then feel like if you have a cup of coffee and like I enjoy Dunkin', one pump of caramel swirl in my coffee in the morning. I know I love it. I know I don't feel amazing after I have that. I just like it and I'm not willing to give that up. So I'm willing to do a little bit extra. I already know my body and how it reacts to that though.
Right.
Like I can't work right after I have that coffee from Dunkin'. It's going to take me about an hour or so to kind of get right and all, but I just enjoy it. I don't have coffee in the afternoon. I'm not a coffee drinker like that, but I know my body and I know the foods that make me feel lethargic. I know the foods that, you know, when I go for a run, I know I have a green smoothie is about all I'll have before. I love to run on an empty stomach. I just really, I feel lighter and it just makes me, that's my body. Some people,
right.
They can eat lunch and then run an hour later. If I ate lunch and then went for a run, it would feel like I had telephone poles attached to my hip. I mean, I just could not run. But you got to really start looking at how does your body feel mm-hmm. when you're eating, and then you'll start to gradually do that. If Jen, how can somebody get a hold of you? For example, email or social media, if they want to ask you more questions just about this topic or anything else.
Well, I mean, Instagram's always an easy place to find me, or Facebook. JMarFit on Instagram is who I am on there. And you can DM me. And if you email me your, or DM me your email, then I'll, you know, be sure to get back to you and make sure that, you know, we start communicating, start figuring out what's going on, and then maybe put you in that program that I'm putting together where
yeah, for sure.
community of people.
Or if you want to be added to that new program Jen's going to be rolling out, just go to Zero Time Lifestyle, zerotimelifestyle.com. Put your name and email in. And yeah, it's JMar, J-M-A-R Fit on Instagram. And she's got some wacky videos. She's dancing out there doing all these crazy things. You'll actually be more entertained than anything.
It's fun. Life is good. Don't stress out. Stress makes it worse. It increases your, you know, sugar levels in your body, or not really sugar levels, but your hormone levels. And so keep it simple, enjoy life,
yeah.
Listen into your body more, and, don't stress out. Don't sweat the small stuff, you know?
Yeah. We're all about simple here. Don't worry about that. At least I am. I have, because look, if somebody were to come at me and say, hey, you got to follow this regimented program, I would tune right out. Hey, to each their own. Some people need that. Not me. I have no interest in weighing my food. I'm never buying a food scale. Okay.
I will either.
I grab a handful of broccoli and shove it in my mouth until it's literally sticking out of my mouth. And I just sit there and chew it like a flipping rabbit until it's gone. That's my life. I like to keep it simple. But anyway, Jen, always great. We'll be back next week with another show. Way to bring it with the carbs. That was good, right? I mean, it's very simple stuff. Listen to your body.
It is. Listen to your body, and, you know, stay away from processed foods, and you're that's more than half the battle. If you can stay away from things that have been overprocessed, you're going to be in such better health, and you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to want to move more, and you're going to be a happier, healthier, well-balanced person just by doing that alone.
Yeah, cool. And we'll be back next week, guys. We'll keep picking JMar's brain for nutrition, wellness, exercise, fitness, and all of that. So I hope you got some benefit from this. Make sure you connect with Jen. And of course, if you haven't done this, can you leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes? Just go to iTunes, search for Everyday Saturday or Sam Crowley. Leave a 5-star rating. It helps other people find the show as well, just like you did. And I'd appreciate it. So, Jen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. You're awesome. I appreciate you. If you're looking for a coach, you guys need to hire Sam. He has changed my life and has been changed everything about putting everything in the right direction. So I appreciate you more than I can express.
Hey, we're rocking and rolling, Jen. 2018 is your year for sure online. You're busting out. We're going to make you famous.
You take care.
All right, everybody. All right. Jen, we'll talk to you next week. Everybody else, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.